All right, welcome to the riffs lesson. This is an amazing lesson because there's all these classic guitar riffs that many students always ask about all in one place. I don't think something like this exists on the internet. Yes, you can type in the song and you can go to Ultimate Guitar tabs and everything, but then you have to sort through. So there's several reasons why I think this is valuable. You have all these riffs in one place. You don't have to sort through a lot of different. When you go to Ultimate Guitar tab, there's usually like, you know, 10 or 15, 20 different versions. You have to sort through them all, and some they may or may not be right. This I got from the Elite Guitar Teacher's Inner Circle, which was shared privately on the forum by two different people. One of them was German, so that's why the I don't know if it's German. I'm sorry, I don't think it is German. I think it's Swedish or something. On the front page, I really didn't look that carefully, of one of them, the one that says 99 riffs for guitar. So just to get a couple things straight, this is a pretty exclusive, collection of riffs. They're pretty much all right, you know, they're correct, you know. And the way you should do it is to first download the table of contents, which I painstakingly alphabetized the names of the songs and put what page in which PDF the thing is. So when you first click on that Excel document, at the very bottom of the screen it says master list. That's the master list of both packets, and then it has the song, the artist, which packet it's in, and which page it's on in the PDF. All right, so depending on, and then some of them you'll see are in there twice. Like I'm just looking, like Smells Like Teen Spirit is in Guitar Riffs for Students, page 5, and also 99 Riffs for Guitar, page 19. So you can compare the two. But mostly, you can just go right to one or the other and learn them. Now, this little audio, let me just say, the riffs themselves are pretty self-sufficient, so I don't think you need me to sort of, you know, explain. If there's some kind of fingering or something you don't understand in any of the riffs, you ask me in person. But obviously, I'm not going to play through each riff. But what I will tell you is how you should practice it, all right? Because I know everybody does the same thing. We try and play it at speed, and you just can't. It's too fast. So here's my steps. First of all, just pick one riff. Right now we're going to pick, I'm going to pick the Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine, because that's a very famous riff that everybody asks me about. And step one, pick one riff, all right? I mean, pick one song. So I hate to be funny, but I'm going to walk you through this, because some of these steps you're going to miss inevitably, because I've taught riffs in person and I know what happens. So I'm going to walk you through each step. I go to Sweet Child of Mine on the PDF, on the Excel spreadsheet. By the way, the numbers next to each song on the Excel spreadsheet have nothing to do with the numbers, any other numbers. They're just spreadsheet numbers. So the fact that it says Sweet Child of Mine, number 127, it means nothing. All I need to know is it's Guitar Riffs for Students, page 18. So I'm going to go to that PDF. Okay, and I see this one takes two pages. There'll always be a double bar line at the very end. So at the end of page 18, and we're not finished yet. Anyway, so you're looking at pages 18 and 19. I'm going to zero in on that, and I'm going to take it super slow. I happen to already know how to play this riff, but I'm going to pretend I don't. And so just bear with me. We're going to get into it in the next file.